The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio in Albia and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, thanks a lot for making this opportunity available. Now, with your return as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee after, a 12-year hiatus?
Yes.
Your priority was to hold a hearing on drug prices in America. So what's the prescription to change that, and how do we correct overpricing without hurting innovation and new drug technology?
Well, I think there's a lot of money in what you might call middleman, and we don't know exactly how that happens, but I've heard directly from even drug companies concern about it, and not all of them are necessarily opposed to what we're doing. But I think a one-word answer to your question would be transparency. There's so much, like for instance, you go to a grocery store, you want to buy an apple for 15 cents, I get the same apple for 15 cents. You go to buy a health service, doctor, hospital, or pharmaceutical, you'd pay one price, I'd pay another price. It seems to me that if you want the marketplace to work, you have to have transparency. You shouldn't get a better deal than I get. And so consequently, I think transparency is going to make the marketplace work. And when the marketplace works better, you're going to cut down on costs. Now, when you bring up pharmaceuticals, that's the first step we're taking. But we intend to pursue more transparency with doctors, hospitals, benefit managers that deal in the drugs, things of that nature. Gordon Wolf.
Senator, given the number of people in the United States illegally who overstay their visas, and a DEA report that shows that most of the drugs smuggled into the United States are through legal ports of entries, do you believe the money that President Trump wants for the border wall would be better spent on cracking down on visas and better policing of the legal ports of entry?
Not either or. Wall, fence, or barriers, whatever you want to call it, are important, because where you have those sorts of barriers, then you can concentrate your personnel where you can't put up a barrier, or where it would be maybe not feasible to put up a barrier. But also, your statistic is exactly right, that at least a majority of the people that are illegally in the country has come here legally and overstay their visas. So that makes them a non-documented immigrant, or makes them an illegal alien, whatever you want to call them. And I like the former more so than the latter. But there's a simple solution that Congress has legislated but never put any money into it. And it would be called an exit entry visa. And with digitalization and all of that, with the Internet, it would be easy to take a thumbprint, an iris, or some other digital recognition of a person when they get off the plane to enter a country legally. So if they came on February the 1st and they could be here 60 years or 60 days and they don't leave on April the 1st, then you know they don't leave it. Go round them up and take care of it. But we don't have this digital thing set up. I think because airlines have been fighting it, they don't want the red tape connected with it. Back to Tom.
Senator Grassley, you've reintroduced the RAINS Act with many, many co-sponsors there. First off, what is that an acronym for, and what will this accomplish for us?
Yeah. say I laugh a little bit because I use a lot of acronyms myself, and I don't know what every letter stands for. So let me put it this way. Congress has 100% legislative power under the Constitution. Too often, and even today, too often in the last 80 or 100 years, we've delegated too much authority to the executive branch to write regulations. Some of that is legitimate when Congress is not expertise in a certain area, like, let's say, science. You ought to give some authority to fill in loopholes, but we've been too liberal in doing it. So the REINS, REINS legislation that you're asking me about, would return regulations to Congress before they went into effect, and we would have to affirmatively approve of them or they wouldn't go into effect. So you see, the process would give Congress an opportunity to review if the regulations meet the intent of Congress. If they do, approve them. If they don't, disapprove of them. And it would really bring back to Congress the final word on the constitutional power of Congress to legislate. Gordon.
Yes, Senator. I believe you've been quoted or you've commented that the government should not shut down. Is there any way to prevent that? Can legislation be passed?
Yeah. Senator Portman, among other people, but I support the Portman bill, so I'll talk about that. It's called an automatic continuing resolution. September 30th comes, that's the end of the fiscal year. Congress hasn't passed any or not all of the appropriation bills. For what appropriation bills that weren't passed by September 30th, you wouldn't shut down government, or you wouldn't have to pass a separate continuing resolution each time government was going to shut down. You would just have an automatic one that would go into effect and spend money in the new fiscal year what it was in the previous fiscal year until Congress passes a specific appropriation bill to fund that program or that department. And it's the best way to go. And I support it. Tom Williamson.
Senator, the U.S. Trade Representative is Robert Lighthizer, and he had to submit a description of changes to existing law to bring the U.S. into compliance with U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. I guess I thought that agreement was set in stone, but so what changes, what has to happen to bring this into functionality?
Yeah. Congress passed it like we'd pass any law, only it can't be amended. So we're not going to go back to the negotiating table with Canada and Mexico. Even if we wanted to, I don't think they would, and I don't think we should ask them to. There's some opposition from Democrats on labor, environment, and enforcement. And I think through processes that we call side agreements or annexes, I think we can take care of some of their problems, and I'm very much in favor of doing it. But one thing that has to be done before I can support it, and before even Democrats would support it, and even some Republicans, the tariffs that we have on Canada and Mexico for steel and aluminum, they must go off, in addition to what I said that the Democrats are demanding. Gordon, go ahead.
Yes, Senator. Given the time lost because of the government shutdown, do you have any optimism that the EPA will have the year-round E15 rule in place before or by June 1?
I can't guarantee it, but Wheeler, the acting EPA director, was in my office last Thursday. We had this very discussion, and I can tell you it's his intent to do it. And that's the best that I can give you as an update. And I didn't announce it, but that had to be the last question. So I thank you both very much for participating.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Tom and Gordon, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.